Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for February 18th. We are here to talk about Celebrity Big Brother, and we're going to tell you everything that's happened on the feeds yesterday. Today, I have with me Pooya. How are you doing, Pooya?
I'm good, man. It's a good morning to talk feeds and just have fun. So let's have fun.
Oh, it's always fun. It's always fun talking to you, Pooya.
Oh, man. You're just... Okay, can we just stop this for a second and say, you're the nicest person on these podcasts, man. Give me all these compliments. My ego is just reaching an all-time high with every episode.
It's reaching James Maslow levels.
I don't think that's ever possible, but we'll see what happens once we get to Canada territory in a month.
Sounds good. Speaking of Maslow, right in the beginning of the day, we had James and Mark talking. Mark wants to stop being the Pawn Star. He's not happy about this role. He wants to change things. He wants to get going with something good, which, you know, usually, if you don't want to be the Pawn Star, you shouldn't volunteer to be a pawn ever.
Yeah, the minute you rip that Band-Aid off, that's what you are. And it's funny because he comes into the season kind of thinking he's going to be that older mold type of character. And he kind of played into it to start. And now he wants to shed that and put a new costume on. And it's like, maybe not, Mark. I mean, like, and the problem is with a short season like this, it's too little too late. There's a week left. You're the pawn, buddy. And like at this point, let everyone just throw daggers at each other and just be the pawn. Keep being the pawn as much as you can. Why not? Because you've kind of played it this far. You kind of have to finish it.
Yeah, well, they talked about how they at this point feel like this final four that they might have with Ross and Marissa is probably their best shot at making it to the end, because they really don't have much other option. But that's going to change over the course of the day. And Omarosa is the one that's going to change it. And I tweeted this out, but Omarosa really is just like that villain, like Loki in the Marvel movies, where it's just like you want to believe her because everything she says is so nice and sweet and lovely. But you know that she's lying to you always. But it's like you forget that she's always a liar. And so you turn your back for a second and then it's like, oh, crap. Now she's convinced five people that whatever. Like you need to always be on your guard with everything she says. So she's talking about at the moment, maybe Mark and Ross will go on the block with the intention to take Ross out of the game. She's talking to Marissa about this, like, hey, Marissa, how would I best go about eliminating Ross from this game? Your best friend and alliance member.
Marissa really tries to force this. Well, I think Mark should go. I think maybe we look at Mark. And it's like, at this point, this guy's been the pawn. Like, you cannot just try and send that pawn home. And they also tried to lobby to maybe get Meta in the conversation somewhere. Like, Meta still wants to go home. Let's consider Meta. But no, Marissa's having a very rough time trying to hide these things, trying to hide how she really feels about Ross being on the block. And she just kind of kept trying to drive the narrative as like, you're not putting me up, right? Like, I'm not going up. But the paranoia was already sinking in. And Omarosa just does a phenomenal job at kind of getting exactly what she wants out of people without really pushing, without really saying much. And I do think it's got to do with that tone. It's got to do with that tone and the delivery. And Marissa was up against the ropes and she couldn't really dig her way out or convince Omarosa otherwise.
Yeah, so there's a lot of talk throughout the day of Omarosa just like trying to figure out what pawn to use to send Ross out of the house. A lot of it was talking to Marissa, talking to Ari, and you know, just trying to figure out like who can I put up? Should it be Brandy? Should it be Mark? How do I get Ross out of this game? She does talk to Ari and tell her, I am not putting you up, Ari. You were straightforward with me last week. You did not put me up on the block, so I'm going to return the favor. You know, I like you. Like, how do we get to the end of this game, Ari? Like, you know, Ari seems to be the only person safe within this group of four. I don't know how much that's going to hold if there's some kind of crazy veto, like if there's a VIP veto or whatever. I don't know what Omarosa does then, but for the moment, Ari should be safe this coming eviction, despite the fact that a lot of things could happen with this veto. So good for Ari.
Yeah, no, I think Ari definitely, out of the four of them, has done the best job of being able to communicate and effectively hide how she's feeling, hide what she thinks about these, like Omarosa's plans, hide what she thinks about the nominations. The other three in this alliance, Ross, Marissa, and Brandy, throughout the last 24, 48 hours, have done a horrible job at really hiding what they feel about these and how they're going to go about it. There's a conversation that she has with Ari has with Brandy at one point where Brandy's like, well, we can't get rid of Ross. Like, we need Ross. Like, Ross should stay. And Ari's like, we don't have HOH. That's out of our control. Ari's done an amazing job at staying under the radar, playing that social game, and just staying her, having her name stay out of Omarosa's mouth. And both to her credit and to the detriment of her alliance kind of are doing a poor job for themselves. So it's also helping Ari by default.
Yes. And she's in that position where a lot of people are starting to recognize that she is probably a threat. Like, we probably don't want to sit next to her in the end, but they're not coming after her anytime soon. Which mostly just means that she has respect, and she's going to continue to go far because people want to work with her. Really, I think the biggest danger for Ari now is, will she be able to win a couple competitions toward the end, or will she have enough allies that are willing to bring her? But I still see her as definitely probably the front runner at this point. We'll see how that goes moving forward. So Ari and Brandy do talk about Ross. He's kind of freaking out at this point, wondering, like, am I going to get put up? What's going to happen here? They're saying, you know, that's what happens when you got deals with everyone. It's coming back to bite you now.
Ross, what he has in mountains, as far as game savvy goes, he lacks in being able to hide that. He just, I think the biggest problem with him, because like we've compared him to Varys, we've compared him to Andy. I think what both of those characters, both Andy and the fictional character from Game of Thrones, were able to do is not wear their emotions on their sleeves, being able to hide what they're feeling and being able to hide what they're thinking at the time. Ross can't do any of that. Ross kind of just unraveled throughout the day yesterday with the panic and the paranoia and the conversations he was having and his tone of voice. It was just on his face. He could not hide that he kind of knew what was going to happen. There's a couple screen caps out there for those of you who want to go and look, check them out. They were playing pool on the Skybridge, and Ross has like the weirdest stance, like standing with the group, but like kind of away. It's like when there's a group photo and everyone's arm in arm, and then there's that one guy like 2 inches away holding like a glass of like a beer, and just kind of like they're in the group, but they're not in the group. They don't know why they're there. Ross could not hide it. His body couldn't hide it. His mouth couldn't hide it. His face couldn't hide it. So that is very poor, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think Ross is basically everything that they said Shannon was. Is Ross. Like, he is the person that is running around making deals with everyone. Shannon was never that person. Like, maybe you could say in the first elimination cycle, but even then, it was mostly just one quick flip from one side to another because she felt like she was being betrayed. It was never like a deal with every single person. So it's very funny that he used that as justification against Shannon. And you know, people in the house have actually even called him the male Shannon, which I think is not fair to Shannon. Anyway, Omarosa ends up talking with Mark, and lets him know, I want Ross out. How do I get Ross out? Tell me. And he's like, look, just don't put me up. Let's talk. And so she offers him a deal. Look, if I don't put you up, can I get like next week? Am I safe with you? He's like, yeah, absolutely. That's totally cool. She's like, okay, cool. Cause I don't want to put you up. I'd rather put Brandy up. I don't like Brandy. I'd rather use her as a pawn. Omarosa, she's trying to, you know, get some goodwill going on.
Yeah, and Omarosa's plan, I see it as a 3-string plan. 1 string, she clearly wants to have that alliance of four dissolve in a way, in any way possible. She wants some kind of friction in there to like turn them on each other. So that's one. Second is getting all these people that we just mentioned, Ross having deals with, kind of understand that, hey, Ross has a deal with all of you. So that's another, that's the second part. The third part, as the reigning HOH currently, is to make sure there are other targets ahead of her next eviction cycle so that she's not put up. And I think she masterfully did all three. And it did start with the Mark conversation, in my opinion, because she talks to Mark, kind of gets Mark's into Mark's head, makes this deal for 1 week. And then subsequently after that, ends up talking to James, who she's already told he's going to be safe. They made that deal at the HOH comp, and then decides to kind of bring the people outside of the four together, but then also decide how best to plant the seed within that alliance of four of Marissa, Ari, Brandy, and Ross to try and split them up or have them take a shot at each other. And Omarosa is amazing. Like, yeah. Did I think I was going to say this season? Hell nah. And it's happening.
It's she's done well here. I don't even know how much of it was like 100% intentional, but she's really set herself up well. It's revealed to them that the veto is going to be some kind of twist. There's going to be a vote and that there'll be a different kind of veto in play. They don't know what the different kinds of vetoes are, but they do know that something different is happening. So right away, there's chatter and commotion about, oh my, what might be happening? And Omarosa is basically telling that alliance of four, like the women, I made a deal with James, but if there's a veto that's out there that allows somebody else to make a nomination, nobody else made a deal with James, so I'd be okay with whatever happened, basically. And they're like, ooh, excited. Okay, here we go. Now, here's our chance to save Ross. We can save ourselves. We'll get James out. And then Omarosa runs straight to James and goes, hey, James, guess what they were telling me? They were telling me that I made a deal with you, but they didn't make a deal with you. So if they get power in this veto twist, I think they're coming for you. And James is like, oh man, that doesn't sound very good to me. That's what I'm saying, where it's like, you cannot let your guard down around Omarosa one bit. You always have to assume that she's lying to you and betraying you with every single conversation. It's like a tabloid reporter. Like, you can't say anything at all to her, or she will spin it out of context and make it look terrible.
Yeah, no, speak and you will be implicated. Omarosa is just, she's spinning this beautiful weave right now where she's talked to the girls, said, hey, let's reset. I want the women. I want a woman to win. And we want, like, that's what we said from the beginning. Let's reset. She's planting that seed. And then subsequently, she's made this alliance of four with the guys. So it's fascinating. The way that she's doing all of these things is fascinating. Little finger to the T. I think that if this all goes according to plan, I think I love the way that she's been able to get everyone to kind of want this veto more than anything in the world now. But if she's able to come out of this week and she's able to have this alliance of hers go through, have the other alliance dissolve, have the women still want a woman to win, Omarosa is really turning the tides here. And she was down and out week two. I mean, eviction cycle two, no one's looking at her anymore. She's not a threat. She can't win competitions. Look at her now. Won an endurance competition and is slowly but surely disintegrating everybody in that house.
Yeah, it's crazy. And again, like, she did need to win this HOH in order for this to happen. She was in trouble this week, but man, has she turned it around, and it's very impressive. So she's talking with James. She's telling him about this, this idea that other people are definitely, in league to turn on him. And she goes, look, I want to get Ross out of this house. He is at the center of everything. As you said, Puya, she's essentially, and this is the one of the good things about how she did this here, but she didn't outright say, hey, James, Ross has a deal with everyone. You can't trust Ross. She didn't make it clear that was her intention. Instead, she said, look, my target is Ross because I know how dangerous he is. He has a deal with everyone. She didn't point it at James like she was trying to make him lose his allegiance to Ross. She just said, for me personally, I know that Ross is the most dangerous person in this house. He's the one I've wanted to go after since day one. He's in the center of everything. He's the most powerful player. Letting James kind of come to his own conclusion about it. James says, you know, I would prefer Brandy to leave over Ross. I would prefer that. And Omarosa is like, all right, James, what do I need to give you here? Well, let's make this happen. Let's talk deal. What can I get you so that you will be okay with taking Ross out of this game? Can I offer you like safety in the future? Like, what are you looking for here? And he's like, nah, it's gotta be bigger than that. She's like, all right, okay. How's this? And she's goes, okay, so obviously, like, what can I offer James? I know there's three guys left in the house after Ross goes. If I get Ross out of the game, James always wants to work with guys. All right, James, how about this? Let's make a final four. It'll be you, Mark, Meta, me. Boom. Perfect. That is James's like wet dream, because yeah. He gets to go with Mark, who he thinks he can beat, Meta, who doesn't even want to be there but is still like a dude who can win some athletic stuff for them, and then Omarosa, who he feels like is much easier to beat at the end than even Ross or Marissa. So James is super excited about this, and he's like, ooh, okay, let's talk to Mark about this. Omarosa talks to Mark. She says, look, I talked to James about this thing. He's going to talk to you. James then has a conversation with Mark, and they both agree, like, you know, just this morning, we were talking about how we really want Ross in this game, but this sounds like a good deal. Could we take this deal and keep Ross too? No, probably not. Well, you know, Ross might be worth sacrificing Ross in order to get this this thing happening, because this would be nice. And I agree, it would be nice. This is an opportunity for these guys to take power in this house. The only problem is, again, you can't trust Omarosa. I mean, as far as we're aware, she has every intention of following through with this at the moment, but I don't believe for a second that she will ever follow through with this. I think she's going to flip somewhere else as soon as she gets an opportunity. That said, it's not like Ross was good for James's game anyway. They were planning on betraying James. So in terms of like, is this good for James's game? Probably, you know, she probably can't trust Omarosa. She probably will turn on him. Meta is not a reliable ally, but this is a better situation than he was in before. So it's not like a huge step up like he wants it to be, but I think it is still a step up.
Yeah, and I think there's one thing I want to really unpackage here is that I can't recall the last person I've seen to be as ballsy as James is to get deals and then try and renegotiate a better deal out of the deal. It's like, just take the damn deal. That's not James's MO. James wants what he wants. I think that there's a couple things that could hurt James with this deal. Obviously, it's the best option he's had thus far, in my opinion as well. I don't think he could have trusted that final 4/final 5. That was only in case he won, in my opinion. I think the fact that he's vocalized to Omarosa that he would prefer Brandy to go will come into play should Brandy or Ari win the next one. I think Omarosa will sell him down the river to get that out there to potentially like change that for him. But I think James and Mark have definitely benefited the most from Omarosa winning HOH at this point. And I do think that this deal will take them forward. And I think at the moment, honestly, Taryn, Omarosa wants this deal. I think she wants this. I think she's assuming, like the rest of us are, that James is for sure locked to be in the last two standing for whatever HOH comp comes next. And now that she's got a deal with him, she's safe the next time around. If Mark wins, she's safe the next time around. And I think she's betting on that horse, banking on the fact that they're probably going to win. And also banking on the fact, of course, that that alliance of four will kind of crumble or at least start having distrust in each other. I think it's been a long time since we've had two sides of the house like this, just trying to go back and forth. And I think Omarosa finally solidified that divide, whereas up until now, it was kind of shifty and people were jumping back and forth. Ross had all these other side deals. She's kind of been able to put a line in the sand now, and I think this is what she wants to move forward with.
And this is how Big Brother is supposed to work, right? There's a majority alliance that have been controlling the game. And then, oh, one thing goes wrong. One HOH that's it can be random or it can be something skill based and you just get beaten. And then that person leverages that power to create their own power base, and power is flipped. The house goes crazy and we have a whole new landscape. That's how Big Brother is supposed to work. Lately, there have been twists in place that have prevented this kind of thing from happening, that really heavily favor majority alliances and prevent flips from happening. I hope that this veto twist doesn't prevent that from happening. It looks like I did put a poll up yesterday. The poll currently is saying that the spotlight veto is a heavy favorite. So if the spotlight veto wins, I'm pretty sure nothing major will change. You know, most people, I believe, would take Brandy off the block. Brandy at this moment would be replaced with Marissa. And then if James and Mark stay true to Omarosa and they vote Ross out, then Ross will be leaving regardless. If Ross gets taken off the block, not sure what would happen. Marissa would probably go up. Maybe they'd take out Brandy. Who knows? And certainly Marissa would take Ross off the block as well. But that's what would happen regardless of the veto twist. So this veto twist hopefully won't change too much. And we'll get to see this lovely little power shift and chaos. Interesting thing about James as well is that in almost every single eviction so far, every eviction takes place like every 3 or 4 days. And for every single one, except for the Keisha one, he has made a different Final Four or Final Five alliance specifically for that eviction. So in the first one, he makes that one to save himself with Shannon and Ross and Marissa. And then he is loyal to that one up until he gets betrayed at the Shannon eviction, where he makes a new Final Five with Ross, Marissa, Ari, and Brandy. And now for this eviction, he is making a new Final Four with Omarosa, Meta, and Mark. Not to mention the Final Four that he was proposing to Ross, which was Ross, Marissa, Mark, James. So James is just all over the map with his Final Four deals.
James just wants three people to love him like he loves them. He just wants three people to take him in and just be solid. And he's been searching for that since day one. And he may have landed the permanent one now, but if history repeats itself, we could see a whole new four within 3 days. You're right. And as far as, just to take it back quickly to that veto, so it's been seasons since we've been able to have an opportunity like this where we have somewhat of a pure season of no twists, no craziness. You know, BB19, day one, temptation, boom. BB Can 5, someone safe till jury, boom. BBOTT, care packages galore. BB18, care packages galore. I think the spotlight veto is the closest thing we're going to come to have. Finally, it is a 3-week season, but finally have a season where there was just no twist that impacted the game. Because if you think about the spotlight veto mathematically, and don't take this from me, I did not pass my A-level maths, so I'm not really up there with the maths, but here we go. So we got two people on the block who would use the veto on themselves if they win, no matter what. They've got two allies, one on each end, that would definitely use it if they were to win. And that really leaves like 3-4 people that wouldn't use the veto necessarily. But the situation that Omarosa has set up now, she's put one from each side. If one of them uses the veto, she can either put their counterpart or put the other person to solidify Ross going home or Brandy going home. So this pretty much would have happened regardless of the veto having to be used with the spotlight veto, but that is the closest we're going to come to maybe, dare I say maybe, by next week, finally have a season where no twist really impacted the game and it was pure from start to finish, almost, with a bit of an asterisk.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, it's still a little bit bad for Omarosa that she has to nominate another pawn where maybe she wouldn't have had to. But for the most part, this is hopefully not going to change too much given the current situation. Yesterday we weren't sure about what Omarosa's plans were. I was saying maybe the VIP would change things the least, but that is no longer the case. If you're listening now, if you still haven't voted or if you're still voting or whatever it is, I think Spotlight is the one that changes the least amount at this point. And Also, not only is it leading in my poll, but it's also like, I think the one that most clearly saves James from any kind of tomfoolery. And since James, at least it's been assumed, has the most amount of fans, like watching the game and, you know, being willing to vote for stuff like that, it seems like Spotlight will probably be, chosen here. So just to do a quick rundown of these veto choices again, if you are a fan of Omarosa or James or this power flip or anything like that, you should vote for the Spotlight. If you're a fan of non-interference, you don't like twists, you should vote for Spotlight. If you are a fan of even somebody like Ari, you probably want to vote for Spotlight because the VIP could actually potentially be dangerous to someone like Ari. Probably not, but you never know. The Spotlight probably keeps Ari safe. Not 100%, obviously, but the only reason you probably wouldn't want to vote for the Spotlight is if you are a fan of Ross or Marissa, or the both of them together, then you probably want to do something like the VIP or the Diamond Power of Veto, because the VIP could potentially save both Ross and either Marissa or Brandy, and the Diamond Power of Veto could send James out the door. So I don't think it's likely that either of those is going to win at this point. I'm pretty sure Spotlight is locked in, but just in case you want more information on that, it looks like Spotlight is probably the choice here.
Yeah. And Taryn, do we know when the deadline is for that for people?
I don't actually.
Yeah, me neither.
I assume it'll just run up until maybe until like the live show on Monday, because it's...
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, unless they have to like... unless they're like, no, we have to spend time building the veto, or maybe they've got like three boxes with different vetoes inside. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess we'll find out by tonight's episode. We'll get like a little interlude in between commercials, like the have not foods back in the day.
Okay, so Tammy Ross in the chat says Monday at noon.
Oh, perfect.
That makes sense. All right, so that's the veto situation. They end up having the nomination ceremony, and Brandy and Ross have been nominated for eviction. And apparently during the ceremony, Omarosa called out this final four with Ross, Marissa, Brandy, and Ari, which left them wondering, how did she know? Who told her?
Y'all told her. Like, no one could hide it at that point. Everyone's trying to deflect when they were being spoken to the entire day. And my favorite part was just Ross's look. Ross was so offended that Omarosa dug into him and said he had a final four with everybody and was being super defensive when the feeds came back on. And the only person that was calm, collected, and just not trying to show anything was Ari. Everyone else was just acting some type of way. Marissa's not even on the block and she's acting super defensive. And then immediately we see Marissa trying to like defend herself to Brandy. Like, I promise, yeah. I did no sketchy things. It wasn't me. It wasn't me. Like, you say that one too many times. Now you look sketchy. Stop. What are you doing? Stop. So that whole group of four, I think Omarosa's plan is going to work out. They are starting to explode. And I think that was a master play, putting one from each side of the two pairs, because now no matter what happens, that one person who loses their pair and is left with these remaining two will have some kind of reservation, will have some kind of like fear, will try and go somewhere else because they're now on the outside of a three-person alliance. So they're not going to make their final two, hypothetically. So I think that was well played. And I think that this group of four just could not for the life of them hide themselves. And I mean, it's not easy to try and hide yourself when there's only eight people left, but they just couldn't stop it. And now they're all shocked that they were found out.
Yeah. Marissa is like a really bad liar when she's telling the truth. like it's really bad. Like she's really bad at conveying the truth in a believable way. like, no, I promise. It wasn't me that made the Shannon vote. I totally, no, that was, I mean, I don't know who it could have been, but no, it wasn't me. Like I swear I didn't say anything. I didn't say anything about the Alliance. I didn't give us away. I didn't go up to Omarosa's HOH room and then detail what happened with the Final Four in order to save myself. That definitely didn't happen. I promise. It's like, no, it didn't. But why are you so guilty about it?
You reek of someone who's guilty is the problem. And she makes this like, I just smelled bad food face when she's lying. And it really doesn't work. I think she needs to work on that. I think Zeb might have to teach her a little bit once she goes home.
Yes. All right. So Ross is feeling kind of okay here now. He feels like, okay, well, I should probably have James and Mark at this point. So I think I should be safe here. But later on, Ari and Marissa are talking and they realize, you know what? I bet James and Mark made a deal with Omarosa. They basically call the entire Final Four Alliance, just based on how long those two had been up there. And the reason that like Omarosa made these nominations, they kind of figure out, through the process of elimination or deduction or whatever. I bet they made a deal with them. They later, feel like they question him a little bit, and they feel like, oh, we've confirmed it. But it's basically, like Ari just was like, this probably happened. And at that point, they're right. Did I lose Puya? He seems frozen. Puya's trying to lie to me right now. There he is.
What's that?
You were frozen for a sec.
Oh, so were you. I just thought I'd keep talking. Okay. So, Ari definitely used her art of deduction, got that sorted. And then at some point in the night when they were all in the backyard, they were doing their popular thing this season where they were getting fake questions from a fake audience. And Brandy decides to ask James, someone out there, I think a Sierra, asked James, if he and Mark made an alliance, made a deal with Omarosa, and James replied, I made a deal with everybody. So I think Ari definitely did a great job at solving that puzzle, although it wasn't that hard of a puzzle to solve. And she mostly based it on the fact that Mark was up there with Omarosa for a long time and then came down and said, I'm going on the block, which they were like, well, no, you're not. You're in an alliance, and that way you've made a deal. So yeah, they've kind of figured that out. As much as they've also been figured out, and now we kind of look at the veto and see what happens there.
Yeah, I think part of it too is that Ari realized that when she had a conversation with Omarosa was like, "Hey, Ari, how do we get to the end of the game?" And then realizing that James and Mark are up there for so long, and now Mark is not on the block, and she knows that Omarosa wants Ross out. She knows that Omarosa can't get Ross out unless Mark and James are voting Ross out. She's like, they probably made a deal. That seems like Omarosa's MO here. Ross at this point is basically banking on, hopefully I can get Ari's vote. Hopefully Ari will keep me in. She was mad at Brandy, so hopefully that's going to happen. I wouldn't bank on it though, especially since he also considers himself to have meta, and I don't think he has meta either. The funny thing we forgot to mention about meta, who is part of this Final Four deal with Omarosa, James, and Mark, isn't 100% aware that he's part of that deal. Omarosa talked to him and she was like, here's kind of what's happening. Just trust me. And he was like, cool. They're a little bit afraid of telling him the full extent of what's going on because, he's just gonna, it's meta. He's just gonna tell everyone.
Wild card, baby. That's the beauty of being the wild card. You get the deals, but you don't get told about them. And I think, honestly, meta would probably want to run with this group. But I do think it's a good play on their part. Because, like, meta and Ross have had pretty good rapport from the beginning. So if it gets to, like, eviction day, and then he's feeling sympathetic, and he might talk to Ross and say something, that could be an issue. So for right now, they've done a good job at hiding it. I think they've done a really good job at, I think it was Omarosa last night who was saying, yeah, they were talking about you trying to convince me that you want to go and put you up. That's wrong. That's not okay. So now us knowing it's a new meta wants to stay, and Omarosa playing those strings, it's good, because like they're just starting to subtly turn him on them, and then later they'll let him know when everything's all fine and dandy, and he'll be more than happy to be a part of it, I believe.
Yeah, it would be funny if Meta won this game on the back of an alliance he didn't know existed.
I'm banking on it. He's the only player left in the draft I'm in, so I'm all in on this. Yeah.
All right. Well, do you have anything else, Booyah?
Not really. I am all good.
That is our update for today. Make sure you go to rawpizzawebsite.com, leave a comment. You can follow us on Twitter. I am at Armstrong Taren. Puya is at Puyaism. You can subscribe on iTunes to the dedicated Big Brother feed or the Reality TV Rehapups feed. If you want more of these podcasts, get them every single day. I will be back tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything going on before the live veto and eviction. And then we'll be live tonight after the Sunday night episode where you will see the HOH and the nominations. And then again, live tomorrow night after that live eviction. Lots of Big Brother coverage heading your way. Also, make sure you check out the Taren Show and all of that great stuff. Thank you everyone for joining us. I will see you next time.